on big moments in Jesus' life, and we reach his 40 days of temptation, testing in the wilderness. So after Jesus' baptism, which we looked at last week, age 30, Jesus then was tempted and tested in the wilderness. Now, it is true that it's good to face difficult things at the start. You know, the start of a year is often a time when some of us establish better eating habits. And for several weeks, we set ourselves to cut down on unhelpful foods, cut out extra snacks, eat a healthy plateful at good intervals. So we're thinking, start the year as we mean to go on. And good training early on pays off later on. Well, so it was with Jesus. Although he wasn't just on a diet, he went without food for 40 days at the beginning of his ministry in order to test himself spiritually, to train himself for the pressures of his new ministry. The Holy Spirit had led him to this time of testing. It's a spiritual thing, a time of testing at the start. And when we're hungry, we are more vulnerable to the bad suggestions of others. When we're weak, we are more easily tempted to sin in all sorts of ways. When we're struggling, we are more likely to be targeted by our enemies. So the Holy Spirit led Jesus into hunger and weakness and struggle to be tested for 40 days, so that then he would be more ready for the next 3 years, as it turned out. And towards the end of his 40 days, the devil came to tempt Jesus when he was at his lowest. Hungry, weak, vulnerable, his enemy came and tried to make Jesus fall to temptation. It's hard to imagine for us who are too comfortable so much of the time. So to help our imagination, here's a little clip. Just found it on YouTube to help us feel how hard it was, how long it lasted. What a good test it was to build up Jesus, Jesus' resilience for the following 3 years. It's called 40. It's on the screen now.